This is CBS Eye on the World. That is McCotter's with me. Malcolm Honlein was here, but he's been replaced by Indiana Honlein, the dusty one, coming in the chapeau, the bullwhip, the bag of tricks. Thaddeus?
Indiana, there's new evidence related to the Jewish presence in Greece. What can you tell us?
Yes, there is. And it's a very interesting exhibition that is getting a lot of notice because it dates the Jewish presence in Greece to the 4th century BCE. This is a new exhibition at the Jewish Museum of Greece in Athens that has over 2,000 artifacts in their collection now, many of them very rare items. But this showcases ancient inscriptions uncovered by the museum that prove Jewish origins in Greece going back much further than people know. It's one of the oldest recorded religious and cultural settlements in Europe. The exhibition is called Stone Path, Stories Set in Stone, and will be open for people who are going to Greece until next February. There are 10 inscriptions are on display there and more at the Epigraphic Museum. But one of them from the year 250 BCE references a freed slave from Judea. As you know, when they conquered Judea, they took people as slaves back. And this one was found at the Amphion of Oropos sanctuary. So it shows how integral the Jewish community was to Greece. And until World War II, when the vast majority of the Jewish community was killed, especially from Salonika, where I think 90% were deported to concentration camps. But these exhibitions of the inscriptions that have now been translated are of incredible value, and it documents this presence for at least 2,400 years.
Indiana, Banyas is what appears to be a series of ruins, perhaps Greek, perhaps Roman, in the tip of Israel. This is very near Jordan and Lebanon. I visited it once, and people were enjoying themselves, so clearly we were in ruins and there was water. This is the Banyas. What's been found near there?
Well, the Banyas, which is the headwaters of the Jordan River, as you know, and a very beautiful bucolic place that overlooks the Hula Valley and is at the foot of Mount Hermon, is very rugged landscape, but very lush vegetation. And there, excavations have taken place over the years. But what's new is that they, first of all, they found the Panion, which is a cave sanctuary dedicated to the Greek god of Pan. But more importantly, now that they believe they found the palace of Herod the Great, and this was one of the Rome's client kings in Judea. He was given the territory by Emperor Augustus, and to honor him, he built a beautiful temple of white stone described by Josephus Flavius, in his book about the history of the Jews in that period. And now, there were excavations there about 40 years ago, but there was nothing continuously done until recently, when all of a sudden they started uncovering these beautiful mosaics and interlocking patterns with triangular, square, and octagonal shapes called cut work. And they believe that this is part of the palace that Herod built, because it's a parallel to the palaces he built in Jericho and elsewhere. And as you know, he had a pattern of several palaces near Jerusalem. And we're seeing the same kind of work there in Banyas, which may indicate a whole new discovery yet to lie ahead of uncovering the rest of the palace in that location.
All right, get back out there, Indiana, and find what you can. Thaddeus McCotter, Indiana Honlein. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.